No, thank you, orderly. I'm quite sure we do not require a chaperone. I shall behave myself. I knew it would be you. There really wasn't any doubt. No, it will be no trouble for me. But what about you? People start to wonder if I have some sort of hold on you. Do I? Questions, questions. I don't know if I'm going to answer them today. Not even the interest of forensic psychology. No, I simply cannot abide when my gentleman callers lie to me. Oh, but your questions are lies. You ask me about dates and times, about motivations, about victimology, about my father, the poor dear. And you correlate and collate and write your papers, and the idiots on your committees nod and make approving noises. Really, I don't miss academia at all. But I digress. Your questions are all lies. No, they weren't always lies. Granted, they were driven by dry scientific curiosity rather than genuine interest in me, but they were asked with good intentions. Deny it if you want, but we won't be going any farther today unless you admit the truth. And you do want to go farther with me, don't you? Are you going to make me say it? Very well. You conspicuously have never asked me the last question, the one all the other doctors and detectives asked, the one I never answer. Why was there never any sign of a struggle? Why was there never evidence of bindings? Why did every toxicology screening come back negative? Three questions, but really one. How did I keep my victims compliant to my activities, even when the blood really started flowing and the deliciousness started? Ah, so you admit it, but I wonder, are you really telling yourself the truth? Oh, come now, we're adults. You're intelligent, for a man, young, strong, naive, yet willing to be corrupted. If I'm honest, quite my type. Perhaps not reflective enough, though. You know more about me than anyone else, so I think you know how I did it. You don't need an answer. No, not to that question, but the one your body is asking. You find innocence. Very well, I do like to play games. Your respiration rate is quickened, and you have a noticeable flush high on your cheeks. The bulge in your pants is even more conspicuous than normal. Your nostrils flare as if searching for some specific scent. Your pupils are quite dilated, and your eyes explore my body lasciviously. Your voice is lower and hoarse, and you've licked your delicious lips many more times than is socially acceptable. Well, deny it if you wish, but I'll tell you this. If you gesture to the orderlies politely, they will turn off the cameras and open the cell door. We have an arrangement. And then I will answer your actual question. I assure you that you will be very satisfied with my response. Guarantee your safety. What would a strapping young man like you have to fear from such a helpless woman? Why, if I tried anything, I'm certain you could have me pinned on the floor beneath you in no time at all. Good boy. Please, make yourself welcome in my parlor. Oh, and be a dear and remove your clothes. You hesitate. You stand in violation of all academic principles, unprotected in a cell with a woman convicted of murdering and suspected of consuming over 30 men. And you're concerned with the vulnerability of nudity? Are you afraid I will judge you and find you wanting? Good. Now that I can see what I'm working with, I am most impressed. You wear bland clothes to conceal the fine lines of your body. This is understandable, given your line of work. You certainly would not want to be accused of sleeping your way to the top with all those lonely academic advisors. I'm going to caress your cheek now. React as you wish. Oh, a moan already. What a fine, sensitive boy. Spit in my hand. You're going to need some lubricant, and you don't deserve any of mine. I'm going to stand behind you and stroke you now. Very nice. I can feel how hard you are. Your oh-so-full balls have drawn up tight, and you shake your head. Could it be you are still in denial despite your situation to obvious arousal? I may be somewhat rough. I suspect that any marks I will leave will be appreciated later, however. Although you may be distracted, imagine for a moment that you are extremely perceptive. Imagine that you are capable of reading the psychology of people from their bearing, their clothes, their patterns of speech, even their breathing. Imagine if, after a few minutes, you could have a grasp of their greatest fears and their deepest, most concealed desires. Desires that they won't even permit themselves to acknowledge. What could you make that person do if you demonstrated how you could fulfill those desires? For example, imagine if you are a research student. You're driven by ambition, but confused by uncomfortable thoughts. You want nothing more than to be the victim of the sensual psychopath. Cold, alone, exposed, and used. Nothing could possibly bring you more pleasure. Lay on the floor, now. This is not a request. Tell me, is this how you imagined it? Did you think that I would allow you the luxury of the bed? But the floor is better, is it not? Harsher, somehow. A reminder that you are prey. Look at you, so eager to follow my instructions. Why, you're practically dripping from that fine cock of yours. Good boy. I'm going to ride you now. I will not be gentle. In fact, I will be bruising. Aww, are those tears? You become more delightful with each passing minute. For you, pain and pleasure blur, as does humiliation and affection, and I can make some guesses as to your history, but really, what matters is the here and now, isn't it? The satisfaction of having a woman ride you roughly while you feel the cold hard floor beneath you, a particularly beautiful and deadly one at that. Tell me what you want now. We've moved beyond illusions. Tell me. Good boy. I'm very proud of you. I mean that very few people move beyond the lies they tell themselves and reach the depths of their own id. Now, just as your body requested, and as you have fantasized, I'm going to choke you while I drain you all of that lovely seed from you. Yes. Could you? Come on now. Yes. Good boy. Guards, I think we're done here. My young caller will be leaving once he's dressed himself and realized the depths of his own depravity. Always good to see you. I look forward to the next time. I sense you have many more questions.